Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
China has had one of the most restrictive COVID policies in the world, but that could be changing. The country is set to relax more COVID restrictions this week after months of protests by residents. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Rebecca Carl, NYU history professor with a focus on modern China and social theory. Professor, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So where is this likely to make the most difference? I'm reading, like, for instance, in Shanghai.
Apparently, they are relaxing some of the restrictions now. I have to emphasize that I have not been in China since 2019 because of COVID restrictions. So I can only say what I think I know from this far away. Apparently there are COVID restrictions that are being relaxed now in order to quell the public-facing aspects of the protests.
Is that going to work, do you think?
Is it going to work to quell this portion of the protests? It might. People came out on the streets in real despair over the disruptions to their lives. And so Shanghai, the big cities, the middle class folks who came out, they've also emptied the universities. So they've shipped students home so that they can get rid of the densities of potential protests on campus. And so they've taken some measures that will perhaps quell the public-facing aspects of this. There's still a lot of private grumbling. There's still a lot of discontent. But for the mass protest part of it, I think in the cities, not in the factories, because we have to remember that this began in Zhengzhou in the Foxconn factory where they make iPhones. The workers there were very, very up in arms, as were Uyghurs out in Xinjiang. So those aspects of it are more hidden from view, and they will continue to be hidden from view, whereas the more public-facing aspects of this, the people on the streets of the big cities and so on, will probably be suppressed pretty nicely.
I was going to ask whether or not Foxconn, like you said, if the productivity is going to pick up with regards to the iPhone, with regards to any of the supply chain issues that people have been warning us about.
Well, it's not really a supply chain issue there. In China, it's really a labor issue. They had been in what's called a closed loop system where factory workers were allowed only to move between the factory floor and the dormitories provided to them by the employer. They weren't allowed to go outside of this closed loop in order to not introduce infection. And people the workers became absolutely up in arms over these issues, over this closed loop system, as well as other non-payment of wages and so on. And they started to flee the factory grounds. And so in China, really, the issue is not supply chain, it's labor and the very poorly compensated and the very repressive and abysmal conditions in the factories, particularly at Foxconn and in iPhone production, which is notorious. I mean, that's where they had many suicides and they've had many, many problems.
But those companies, I think Foxconn said that it was told Reuters that the firm is expected to resume full production this month or maybe early next. Professor, thanks very much for your expertise. Professor Rebecca Carl, NYU history professor with a focus on modern China and social theory.